Welcome to the podcast. You are listening to episode number 15 of Magic
the Amateuring.
I didn't know we were saying it together. I'm sorry.
Well, we weren't because you didn't.
three out of four.
Welcome back. If this is your first time listening, all you need to know is that we talk about Magic the Amateuring from the new player's perspective.
We talk about Magic the Gathering from the new player's perspective.
But we are inventing a game called Magic the Amateuring. But take it by storm.
But mostly we talk about ourselves.
Yes.
So we talk about Magic the Amateuring. Welcome. If you know what Magic is, you're in the right place. If you don't know what Magic is, you're in the right place. Maria, how can they talk to us?
They can get a hold of us at email, magictheamateuring@gmail.com. Check out our website. It's brand new, magictheamateuring.com. If you're wondering who all these voices are coming at your ears, let's introduce ourselves. Ben and I are hosts of the show. Ben is our resident magic expert. I am your resident magic learner.
Hi, I'm Ben. I've been playing magic since Fallen Empires, since the empires fell.
Okay.
And majestic empires they were, too.
They were. This is my friend Nels.
Hi, I'm his friend Nels. I've been playing magic since the dark, except that I stopped a little bit around Fallen Empires.
Do you mean like the beginning of the universe?
Yeah.
Before there was light?
Since there was nothing, yes.
Okay.
On the third day, God created
magic.
Richard Garfield.
And, of course, this is my enemy, Dan.
I started in the homelands and then probably stopped just after Ice Age. So not that long, but played a lot then.
This is the only second time we've had four people on this show.
Wow.
We have enough now for a coven, I think.
Add that to your stats book.
Yeah. Keeping track at home.
But I was just thinking that they might be keeping stats at home, like, you know, like people do for baseball.
What is baseball? Tell me what baseball is.
There's nine dudes.
Oh, never mind. I love it.
Oh, God. So everybody, this is the show. We talk about magic and have it geared towards learners, but you can enjoy it even if you're not a learner. I hope.
You are allowed to enjoy it.
Yes.
We've received special permission from the dragon Niv-Mizzet.
From Nicol Bolas.
Coming up in the show today, we're going to have a special interview with Nicol Bolas. We got him, you guys.
You too? Oh, my God.
Wow. Is that Nicol Bolas, the legendary Elder Dragon, or Nicol Bolas, the Planeswalker?
The Planeswalker.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be here.
We got the P-dubs himself.
Yep, we got him. We're going to talk about some Dragon's Maze news. Duels of the Planeswalker. Is it plural, Planeswalkers?
Duel. Yeah, because if you're a Planeswalker, like, everyone is on one plane.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, the key is that you can walk between planes.
Planes walk. But it's duels of the planes.
How many?
Walker.
Are there three plurals in there? Duels of the planes walkers.
Oh. Duels of the planes walkers.
You sound like that generic New York guy from Futurama.
Yes, that's exactly who I was going for. Use guys. I love that guy. Oh, I love Futurama so much. God. High five, up top. Listener, if you love Futurama, you can join my clan on MTGO. It's called Spacequake.
And who do they have to message for that?
Just send a message to Middle Schooler on Magic Online.
Or you can send a message to GirlFist66, and I can forward it to Middle Schooler.
Or you could send a message to me, horny_unicorny. And you can join my clan, Magic the Amateuring. Ben and I are battling for clan followers.
Oh, yes. Yep. I don't think I'm in... What was your
You're
clan
You're in
again?
Mine, Magic the Amateuring.
Really, I am?
Yeah,
you
sure
used to be in mine, Nels. I'm not really sure what happened there.
Okay, so the beta client's a little bit weird. Every time I log in, I get an invitation to Spacequake.
And every time I log in, I shed a single tear.
I say yes every time. Nothing happens.
So if you're a Futurama fan, join Ben's. And if you're a fan of any other TV show, join mine.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Star Trek Voyager, you can join Maria's clan. She thinks that's the best Star Trek.
I know you guys are out there.
Wow, that's interesting.
Are you rethinking things, Nels?
No, it's just a little bit more in the old library upstairs.
Yeah.
Stop judging me.
I'm not judging you.
It was my first Star Trek, you guys.
Yeah, okay.
I watched it straight through.
You got emotional attachments to it.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like you always marry the first person you kiss.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. That's why I got married when I was 12.
Yep.
For the noobs, This is a segment of the show where we talk about something specifically for new players. This week, we're talking about Momir.
That's true. I bought Momir on Magic the Gathering Online, but it took me a really long time to find it.
With Ben's tutelage, it also took me a very long time. It's very confusing.
I think it's under special packs or event packs. I don't know. So you're going to have a hard time finding it as well. But once you do, if you're a noob, it's a good thing to do.
Why do you say that, Dan?
So what Momir is, it's basically you have an avatar whose name is Momir. And you can only really do one thing. Like, your deck is entirely lands. But then the thing that
Basic lands.
But then the ability that Momir has is you pay X amount of lands and you get a creature of that cost from any set in the entire game. Is that true, Ben?
Any card that's on Magic Online.
So
not the weird, like, unleashed or unscrewed sets.
No, you won't get those. You also will not get a Chaos Orb.
Dang it.
So yeah, it's all creatures, but you get to see a lot of different creatures, and there's no really, you don't have to think about deck construction at all because you just put an even number of lands in there and then
But the mechanics are weird too, where it's not, you're technically not summoning, they're tokens.
Right, so you're not casting spells, you're just using this ability. And you also, the creatures aren't cards, so they can't be like returned to your hand or put on top of your library, any of that stuff. Maria, do you have a question?
Yes. So these are only creature cards you get. There's no sorceries or enchantments or anything.
They're only creature tokens. Yes, there are no enchantments or sorceries or non-creature artifacts.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a good way to learn about a lot of creatures. The downside for noobs is that people will tell you to hurry up. Like they tell me to do. Because
every creature you get is one you've never seen.
Yeah, before, there's hundreds, basically. Thousands maybe of creatures, and I've never seen most of them.
I think it's a great, like, for people like you and me, Dan, like, who have been away from the game for a long time, it's a good, like, catch up. You can see a lot of these sets and a lot of these things.
Yeah, and then every once in a while you get to see an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen an Elder Dragon Legend or two.
Oh, yes.
So, hold on, got my thought back.
Marie, you seem really confused right now. Do you know where you are?
I feel like I'm in some kind of basement.
Super cool basement.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the right path.
We got a little goat, no, elephant back here.
You guys, we're recording in a new place we've never recorded before, Nels's basement.
Does it sound like my basement?
We're in Nels's basement right now.
Yeah.
Nels has a dollhouse, which is weird because he doesn't have kids.
And a lot of women's clothes, which is also weird because he's not married or living.
And then there's a man-sized freezer over there.
And I'm not even convinced that Nels owns this house. I feel like he just found a house with an unlocked door.
Wait a minute. Am I even here?
What I was going to say was that it seems like a good way to learn about a lot of different kinds of card interactions and card special abilities that aren't in the current set that's out right now.
Yeah. Like horsemanship.
Like horsemanship.
Mm-hmm. Talk about horsemanship.
Well, creatures with horsemanship can only be blocked by creatures with horsemanship. So it's kind of like flying, but creatures with flying can't block creatures with horsemanship.
What set was horsemanship from?
Horsemanship was from a set called Portal the Three Kingdoms or something.
Is there a colon in there? The Three Kingdoms?
Portal
colon
Three Kingdoms.
Portal, there were a few different Portal sets, and they're intended to be like introductory sets so that very new people could learn to play with these very simple Portal cards. And they didn't sell very well, so this set's very rare. And also, this set is based on like actual historical events in ancient China.
If you're a fan of the Romance of the Three Kingdoms games or Dynasty Warriors,
yeah,
it's those people.
Or old pottery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Or old Chinese men.
There's a lot of crossover between the pottery, old Chinese guy.
I am.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah, instead of having artifacts, they just have old pottery cards. And anyway, in this set, because it has actual historical people, they're like, well, we can't give them flying. We better give them horsemanship.
Oh.
However, in the game of Magic the Gathering itself, there are very few creatures with horsemanship. So if you get a creature with horsemanship, it's really super hard to block. You know what I mean?
That's actually one of the things I like about Momir is the hilariousness of the interactions.
Oh, yes. It is. There are some funny things that happen.
Often, I don't even know. So if you summon, if you get a card that is something that, you know, its power and toughness rely on how many creatures there are in your graveyard or something like that, it immediately goes away because there can never be a creature in the graveyard because they're all tokens. So oftentimes you'll cast something and nothing will happen.
Right.
And you have to scroll back through the log to see, like, oh, I cast this thing that can't exist.
It's always some creature that ends in Nivor, like Ognivor or...
Graveyard of War.
Yeah.
We should say, right, you only play Momir against other Momir decks, right?
That would be weird if you did.
Yes.
That would be crazy. So
weird. Although, I feel like it'd be pretty...
So that's the Momir basic format.
Yes.
Is that you have a deck that's entirely basic lands and the Momir Vig Avatar. There are, you can just make like avatar decks, and then like if you play freeform style, you can just play against whoever. So if you have a real deck that you want to play against my...
Cool. Oh, that'd be cool.
I have a question.
Yes, Maria.
So your lands that you draw
are
just random, any of the four colors?
Well, you make the deck of lands. So you pick...
Oh, and it,
you
it,
could put in all mountains, or you can put in a mix.
We didn't mention that. I don't think you mentioned it, the cost of casting, you tap X amount of mana and you get a card that is of that converted mana cost, but you also have to discard a land card from your hand.
Yeah.
That's an additional cost.
So you need to be aware of what cards, I mean, if you were to know a lot about the cards, which cards you would potentially get from
Ben
the
color
cost. Well, so
Ben and I played, and we were talking about the converted mana cost and like what creatures are really far up there.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, you get to a point where it's like 7 or 8 where you have to so you draw one land and then you have to discard it immediately. So you get to, you know, the ceiling.
Right.
Unless you can get, you know, cards that give you more mana.
Right.
And I played against him where that happened. So I got all the way up to 15. I could cast something that costs 15 and is there only one?
There's only two creatures that cost 15.
Right. And the one I was looking for I got, which was awesome.
What are those?
Emrakul.
The big one is Emrakul. He's a one of the Eldrazi guys.
Sounds pretty cool.
Totally.
Nice.
Like he likes elm trees a lot.
So he's like a 15-15 flyer. He has Annihilator 6.
What does that mean?
So when a creature with Annihilator attacks, the player that he's attacking...
Before anything happens.
Before blockers or anything, has to... sacrifice that many permanents. So if he attacks you, you have to sacrifice 6 permanents.
What?
And he's 15-15 flying.
He's 15-15 flying.
Can't be countered.
He can't be countered. Is he indestructible?
No.
Okay.
But he is protection from all colors.
He's protection from all colors.
And you take an extra turn after you cast him.
But only if you cast him. So in Momir, you don't actually get the extra turn.
Because you didn't...
Oh, because it's not technically being cast.
And then the other 15 casting cost creature is just like a... He's like a 10-14 or something. That's all he does.
Jeez.
Wussy.
He also has like Convoke or something, which is like you can tap a creature to reduce his mana cost by 1. But that doesn't apply in Momir Basic either.
You know, my favorite... I think you've gotten this. I don't know if you got it before. Trench Gorger.
Yeah,
that's a great name.
Right? I think that's the best card to get.
Yeah, Trench Gorger is pretty sweet. He's an 8 drop, and he's like a 6/6, but when he comes into play, you can remove any number of cards from your library.
Land cards.
Any number, is it land?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because he's gorging trenches.
Sure. You can move any number of land cards from your library, and then
guys, I gorged the trench so hard last night.
Trench Gorger becomes an XX creature where X is the number of land cards you removed. And he also has trample. So usually when you play him, you can remove most of the cards from your library and make him like a 30-30 or 40-40.
I've never cast him less than 40-40.
Oh, yeah. Go big.
So in Momir, is that kind of thing an outright win condition? Or is that just so crazy that sometimes it's not?
I have one. When there's a Momir out, and I've also won when my opponent had an Emrakul.
Yeah.
The time he had an Emrakul, he also had some creature that let him draw or at the end of every turn, he had to draw 7 cards. And so I was just like, all right, all I got to do is make him mill himself out. So I just tried to survive long enough to do that. And against Trench Scourger, sometimes your opponent will get a little squeamish and they won't make him big enough to actually kill you. So you can just like block with, you have to block with a lot of guys, but you can usually stay alive another turn. And then sometimes you get lucky enough to just kill all creatures or kill that creature.
Yeah, by the time you're getting the 8 drops,
yeah,
you have like 6 or 7 creatures out there that are like 8/8.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you have huge creatures.
Yeah, that's usually how the game goes. You build up a lot of creatures and eventually just stalls out because everyone has like big 6/6s or 8/8s or 10/10s or whatever.
Yeah, so Momir's like $10.
It's the only thing I've done on Magic Online so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it really is like if you just want to buy something and play it, it's pretty much the cheapest way to do that.
Yeah, and you'll have sort of a variable, pretty low stress game. I don't think anybody takes them too seriously because you can't. I mean, you can strategize a little bit if you know everything, but generally it's just like, what do I get now?
It's the most hilarious kind of Magic.
It is the most hilarious. And if you want to play us.
Have you guys ever played Tickle Magic?
Go on.
I've never played Tickle Magic.
It's pretty hilarious.
Tell us. What is it?
Well, every time. You do combat damage to a player.
Yep.
Tickle him.
Oh, I have played that.
What?
We don't call it tickle magic.
What do you call it, Ben?
We call it
magic fingers.
Foreplay.
Is there a way to do tickle damage to yourself? Because
you can't. It's impossible to tickle yourself
from your own tickles.
Yeah, I'm not ticklish, so I'm pretty good.
All right, you guys, he just threw down the gauntlet.
Magic.
Let's get those fingers of magic out.
I'm warming them up.
I'm not bluffing.
Tickle giant.
Nels, at some point during this episode, you're going to tickle Ben.
Oh, this is going to be weird.
Okay.
Tickle has to be one of our mechanics in our new deck.
Yeah, we talked about throat tickle last episode, so.
It makes Maria cough.
Throat tickle. Oh, I was thinking of a different kind of throat tickle.
Yeah.
Nels is referring to our create a card segment coming up later in the show. Stay tuned.
Ooh, I'm going to stick around for that.
Are we breaking for our sponsor now?
Who wants to do a commercial?
For tickling.
Magic the Amateuring is brought to you by Magic the Gathering.
Yes, we are sponsored by Wizards of the Coast. Okay. Fuck. News flash. Dragon's Maze.
Oh no, it's a dragon. I'm on fire.
I imagine MASH for a second. Like those the messages that Radar got.
You thought I was doing Choppers incoming.
Dragon's incoming. Everybody have a good day.
That does seem Dragon's Maze does seem like a slang term they would have used during that war, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Really does.
They got in a big dragon's maze out here in Viet Cong. Oh, they were in Korea.
No,
Korea. Korea Cong.
That was the worst Kong.
That was King. It's King Kong's King little Kong. Brother. Yeah. Korea Cong.
Korea Cong.
Oh, God.
I smell a magic card.
So in the last episode, we talked a little bit about Theros, the new announcement for the new set coming out, Theros.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
But at the same time, they also talked a little bit about Dragon Maze, and they gave us a little sneak preview of what's going on.
Is it Dragon Maze or Dragon's Maze?
Dragon's Maze.
So there's a singular dragon?
Yeah, the dragon is Niv-Mizzet. He is the leader of the Izzet Guild.
Is he?
Oh, I get it.
Sorry.
Nels, go fuck yourself.
I'll see you later, guys.
I'm
Nels,
excited.
You have no idea how many people have already made that joke.
Oh, really?
I'm excited for the Theros Dragon Maze overlap with all the Minotaur cards.
What?
Minotaurs were a big Greek mythology thing.
That's
they
true.
They lived in mazes.
That's true. Just kind of where's the overlap?
Minotaurs are in both sets.
Oh, because of
they
mazes?
They live in the maze, and they're also Greek.
It's not Minotaur's maze.
I bet there's no Minotaurs in the maze.
Every maze has a Minotaur. It's the rule number one of mazes.
Put some money on this, you guys.
You want to put some money on it?
Hold on. Let me take a look at this mint condition maze of if I have.
Is there a Minotaur in the picture?
Name
See
drop.
Episode. What?
Whatever six, it was. Whatever it was.
Marie will edit that in later.
I'll do a little flashback music. And it'll be you guys screaming wow, into the microphone.
Hey, we're excited.
Looks like a ball sack.
It does. Dan, I'll bet you a pack of Dragon Maze cards.
That there's no Minotaurs?
That there's no Minotaur creature in the set.
Oh, this is a good bet.
Sure.
One pack.
Dan, hold your ground. You don't know that yet.
Yeah.
There was a Minotaur, I think, in Return to Ravnica.
Okay. Hey, Mauro.
That's all I know. They've already blown their Minotaur load.
Wait, they've revealed one card I saw.
And it's a Minotaur. I just wanted to bet.
It's like a big dude.
Dragon's Maze has revealed two cards.
They revealed two cards. One of them is a big 6/6 ogre. Yeah. It's a gruel card.
That's close enough to
Minotaur. He's the gruel champion.
It's an ogre with a cow's head and a man's body.
And the heart of a lustful woman.
It's a two-headed ogre.
Wow. That's very Warcraft.
That's true. They did have, didn't they have those in that? Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he is something like, what is he, a 4/4 for 6? No, I feel like he's cheaper than that.
No, you're wrong on both counts. He is 6. Whoa, he does cost 6 mana, but he's a 6/6.
Okay, that's what it was. And?
And he has Vigilance and Reach.
Yep.
And whenever a player casts like a non-creature spell or something, he just does 6 damage to them.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's kind of ridiculous.
That guy's insane.
Mm-hmm. We've also seen Maze's End. And before we talk about this card, I just want to explain a little bit about the plot of Dragon's Maze, if you don't mind.
The plot? What do you mean, Ben? This is a game.
Go fuck yourself, Maria.
Oh, I'm being the voice of the listener.
Oh, well, thank yourself, Maria.
Wait, I'm sorry, Rurik Thar, the Unbowed.
Yeah, that's the dude. So the way the story is working in this set is Niv-Mizzet, this dragon guy, he's discovered an ancient maze buried within the city of Ravnica. No one knew it was there, and the maze passes through the gate of each of the 10 guilds. And apparently, there is a prize at the end of this maze. Whoever manages to complete the path of the maze and pass through all 10 guild gates will be given the power to rule Ravnica.
After they fight a Minotaur.
But, like, do they really want Ravnica after this? Because, I mean, it's going to be just like a pile of ashes.
Smoking ruin, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they can rebuild it, Maria. They will
have the power.
Oh, right. So is this the second card?
So the second card is called Maze's End, and Maze's End enters the battlefield tapped. It's a land. You can tap it to add a colorless mana to your mana pool, or you can pay 3 and tap it and return it to your hand to search your library for any gate card and put that card into play. And if you have 10 gates in play with different names, you win the game.
And Ben gets all up in your business.
So, Ben, what do you think of this card?
I think it's a really cool card. I think it will be very hard to win the game.
Yeah, so can you build a whole deck around that strategy? That seems weird.
Well, keep in mind that in...
They have to be different gates with different names.
Yeah, you would need to have one of every gate. But also in Dragon's Maze, every pack will have a gate in it.
Right, but how advantageous is it to have 10 gates in your deck?
Probably not very advantageous.
Yeah.
But what if all you have are gates and you just played one every turn?
I have heard that Dragon's Maze is supposed to be like a 3-color set, so it's going to encourage you to play 3 colors, which would also be like 3 guilds. And so probably like 5-color decks aren't going to be the norm, but I think every once in a while you'll have a deck where it's like, well, might as well play all 5 colors.
So this is my question.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worth it to pay 3 than to use it to return it to your hand and find a gate?
No.
So would you be playing this in a draft situation?
No.
Oh God, no.
Okay.
Right? I mean, like,
I think it sounds horrible, but I was just checking.
All 10 gates. Right?
No, I mean just for the purpose of just for the finding searching? Your mama.
No, yeah. Probably not. Oh. There's probably better stuff. Because if you compare that to like...
Prophetic Prism
or even like Transguild Promenade, it's like, nah, just do it something else.
Generally, Ben, what's your opinion about sort of alternate win type cards, like besides milling or doing damage?
Biovisionary.
Usually they're way too hard to actually do, but when you can do them, it's really awesome. So so I always try. Is that...
That's good.
Are you talking about from a strategy standpoint?
Both strategy and personal feelings.
From personal feelings, I love them.
But they're hard to make work. I can see that.
It's hard to make them work, yeah. I drafted a Dremir deck earlier this morning.
Ooh.
And I managed to mill a guy out. It was getting real close.
Was it me? Because that happened to me today.
No.
Milling out is really satisfying. I played a lot of Jace in the duels of the Planeswalkers.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's super satisfying to be like, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't care how many creatures
you have.
It
doesn't matter what you have. You have to draw a card and you can't.
Now you draw 6 cards and now I win. Awesome.
Nice. I love it.
I had an interesting situation with being milled out.
Ooh.
I was also playing some kind of demure Simic deck.
Yeah.
And I was going to win on the next turn. But this guy had an Undercity Informer, and he just sacked every single permanent.
That's how I got my guy, too. I knew he had about 5 lands in his deck, and I had Undercity Informer, and like 3 creatures out. But I also had, he had a 5/5, and I had a Grizzly Salvage. So I'm like, ooh, this could work. But it's also possible like that it wouldn't work. So I had to roll the dice, and I sacked a creature first. And I milled like, I hit like 6 or 7 spells in a row. It was absurd. I was like,
awesome.
Sorry, dude.
It's kind of awesome to hear the name. Like, I don't know what these cards are talking about. And just to hear the names, like, I just got a Grizzly Man and I shot down his Undercity friend.
Yeah, Undercity friend. That's the card.
Great Grizzly Man has great synergy with Undercity friend.
Grizzly Man and Undercity friend? Yeah, they're great.
Hold on, I'm pouring my drink.
Ooh.
I am drunk.
Are you? For real?
Oh. No. But.
Tipsy.
Glug, I didn't mean to
glug,
bring
glug,
it.
Glug, 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 glug.
I'm sorry I have a giant thing of... I didn't
just
want to go back upstairs.
Just drink straight from the Bacardi.
Sorry.
Nels is mixing drinks.
I just made one for Maria.
It is extremely strong.
If you need someone to buy you alcohol, Nels is game.
Wait, can I talk really quick about the drink that I just made, Maria?
Sure.
It's rum and Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Orange Kickstart or
Fruit Punch?
Fruit Punch. That's my second choice of Kickstart, but you guys, that with gin was not bad.
If you guys late at night, if you just like go outside in the dark and you look for like the glow, like that's for Maria. Just look off in the distance.
You'll see it. Yeah, so Dragon's Maze is coming out when? I don't even know.
I think they're going to start spoiling cards on the first week of April. So pretty.
Yeah, I think it's coming out in May at some point. So yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. Good. We're getting close.
Exciting.
I'm so excited.
Gloob, 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 gloob.
I want to do the drafty things with this
with
one.
With this one? Okay. Yeah. Do you want to come to a pre-release with us?
Cool.
Yeah, Nels, come. Dan, come.
Yeah, let's all have a dragon party.
Yay. Don't you mean a minotaur party?
I feel like a dragon party is just where we all do heroin.
That is awesome. I'm going to dress up like a minotaur for the release.
Wait, if we all come in costume to a heroin party that I'm in.
I'm going to come as spiders.
I'm going to come as filth.
What we're saying is we're going to do a pre-release episode for Dragon's Maze.
Duels. The Planeswalker. Ghost walkers.
Wait, so we were talking earlier. Is there 3? Did we decide? Are there 3 plurals in there?
I think it's probably one. I think it's duel of the Planeswalkers.
Not duels of the Planeswalkers.
I think it is duels of the Planeswalkers because it would be pretty disappointing if there was just one duel.
And the game is done.
And there's like 10 or 15. Like, why didn't we get to duel?
Right, you get no mana. You get mana screwed. And that's your duel? That's the only duel you get? That would be pretty disappointing. DOTP.P, as we call it.
13. That's the one I've been playing.
2013.
Dan and I, we've played against each other once or twice.
We've seen some sneak tingles of 2014 coming out soon.
What did you just say?
Sneak tingles.
Sneak tingles.
That's when you come up behind someone.
Yes, write that down.
When you're playing Tickle Magic.
That's a new card.
Yeah, it's when you play Tickle Magic and you're unblockable.
You have sneak tingles.
You have Shroud. You have Shroud and you tickle.
But it's called sneak tingles. So Dan and I have been playing quite a bit. We see each other on Steam playing it all the time.
I think it's a great noob game compared to Magic the Gathering Online because you don't have to worry about deck instruction at all. Well, to a small degree, but really they're all pre-made decks. I mean, you guys talked about dual decks a couple episodes ago. These are dual decks, right? Yeah. In the title. They're not?
Okay. They're not dual decks, but they're made for you. So.
Sure. Yeah. They're pre-made decks, so who gives a shit about deck instruction? And then... The interface is also really, it's a little buggy, but it's way cleaner and shinier than Magic the Gathering Online.
Yeah, they don't have as many cards, but it's definitely a great way to, if you don't know how to play Magic and you're somehow still listening to this podcast, it's great. It's a great way to learn. Or if you know someone who, you think maybe they might get into Magic. You can kind of, sneak it on, just like slide it across the table to them casually and be like, oh, hey.
Check this out.
And you can get it on Xbox, you can get it on PC, and you can get it on the iPad as well, which is
real
sweet. That's
where I bought it.
And 2014 is coming out for Android tablets as well, I believe.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's like $10, pretty good deal. And you get, with that, there's like 8 or 10 decks, so you get a lot of card value.
That's one of the things I like the most about it is it kind of shows you how they pick a mechanic and then they build a deck around that mechanic. Yeah. And it's really fun to see, that one thing. We played a lot of the Exalted deck, which is really, I like that. That's fun.
Yeah. With the exception of that one, they're all monochromatic. And the Exalted one's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
But that one, I like the Exalted mechanic.
We both played through, there's the normal campaign. You play all the Doozwalkers once.
Yeah.
And then there's the revenge campaign where you play them again, except they have all the cards unlocked and the decks better. And at the end of each one, you play the Russian mastermind, Nicol Bolas.
Nicol Bolas.
Who we're going to interview later in the show.
Right. So the second time around, when you play him, I don't know how many times I played him, I was laughing out loud at how unfair it was. Because I'm not even kidding you, I never played him once where he didn't have 5 moxes out.
Wow.
5. He had what appeared
like
to
Black
be
Black Lotus.
No, like Mox Jet, Mox.
Oh, sure.
He had I saw 2 rubies, 2 jets.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had 2 of every Mox, I think. And like it seemed like 3 or 4 demonic tutors. Like the things that he had, and then the final, he had this one card that's like you sacrifice 4 creatures, you take 7 damage, and you discard your whole hand, and then he gets 7 life. Draws 4 cards and like can cast 4 creatures for free or something. It's ridiculous, this card.
The interface, I think, is also much easier than Magic Online.
It definitely is.
New players. And it looks a lot better, quite frankly. I hear a lot of people like grumbling about how the new beta client works and looks and everything like that, which I think personally, from somebody coming in who never used the old client, I think the beta client looks better than the old one and looks less complicated. However, it is still far too cluttered and complicated.
Planeswalker is much more aesthetically pleasing. Yeah,
yeah, and it's got like graphical effects and stuff, like people shoot fire.
You know what I like
damage.
The most is when the flying cards actually sort of float above the table.
Uh-huh.
And I love that visual cue.
What do you think the horsemanship cards would do if they were in duels with the
planeswalkers?
Just kind of
like rumble a little bit.
They would maybe
they would like wander around the screen a little bit.
I think it would actually be a card, but it would be sitting on top of a little horse.
And every so often, a little poop would fall.
Yeah.
A magic poop.
And then a little page boy would run off from the side like a tennis ball boy and like sweep it up and then run off the other side.
Totally, yeah.
So I ended up buying it's actually like probably like 75 to 80% game and then 20% advertisement for real Magic.
Oh, big time advertisement, yeah. Mm-hmm. After every match, it's like... Go Friday night. Go to wizards.com/Friday night and find out where you can play Magic with Friday night. My favorite advertising is once you beat Nicol Bolas the first time. It's like, you've unlocked a greater challenge. Go to wizards.com/greater challenge. I was like, oh shit, okay, maybe I got like a free match or something. No, it's just like an ad to go to a store and play more magic. Like, that's go to an event.
Damn, they want you to have friends.
The greater challenge is friendship.
I can't handle it.
But there's tons and tons of, not only is it an ad for real stuff, but like, there's tons of microtransactions. You can buy decks individually for like 99 cents, and I bought the next campaign for like a couple bucks. You can go, they add in 5 more planeswalkers, so you have 10 more duels to play.
Who was your favorite planeswalker that you dueled?
I was a big fan. I like the exalted one. The one that I won with the most the second time around was the giant green creature deck, because that's the only one where when you win they unlock like 30 of the 40 cards. Otherwise, when you play those decks, you have to, like, each match you win, you get one card
unlocked
of 40.
Yeah.
Or you can buy them.
Right.
So I only played with a green deck, and it's, you know, you have enormous creatures. And that one, I had a lot of fun with that because you have these huge creatures.
Nice.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, I really like the Jace deck, which is like a million deck. The Exalted one's really fun because you know, you end up getting like one creature and he attacks, and then he turns from a little shitty 1/1 into like a 14/14.
Mm-hmm. The Ajani one, the life one, that one's fun.
Yeah.
It's all about gaining life.
Yeah, I played, so there's a Planescape, which is a TV show. What's the mode actually called? Planeswalker or something? There's some weird mode that has...
Planes Chase.
Which is like four...
Plane Chase.
I'm making everything plural in this game.
You chase between multiple planes.
Yeah, you want to play some Planes Chases?
My brother gets you in. I know my Noah guy.
Yeah. So Planes Chase has like these... You play, it's four people, but then you also have these like... planes, which have weird effects.
Right, right.
And there's planes, a die that P-L-A-N. Rolls.
Oh, you have planes.
Yeah, there's like a card for the plane, and it'll be like, it'll have like different random effects or something.
Yeah, but I was playing a Johnny Goldmane, and through a couple effects on that, I ended up with 2 39-39 like a Johnny's Pride Mates and 130 life. And I was like, oh, I guess I win next turn. This is awesome.
Sweet.
That's a fun one.
You can get actual planes chase, like physical.
Wait, what is it called?
Plane chase cards.
I heard the S in there, you guys.
Rewind that.
Use guys' words to chase on the planes.
Get out of here, new cold.
That might be fun to play sometime.
Yeah, we should.
Does anybody have them? Do you know somebody who has those physical cards?
I know stores.
Yeah. Quick rewind to Johnny Goldmane. Ben has referenced him before, and before I saw him in Planeswalker, Duels of the Planeswalkers, I thought he was saying Johnny, like J-O-H-N-N-Y. And I imagined like he was like a greaser. It's Johnny Goldmane.
Like his hair slicked back.
Like super blonde hair and just like riding his hot rod around.
He does have pretty blonde hair.
Yeah, well, he has a lion
head.
He's a lineman. He was a Leonin.
Oh, Leonin.
Is that what they're going?
Yeah, he's a cat.
Is it somebody just mispronouncing lion?
Yeah, they're like, God, I love the Thundercats so much, you guys. What if we had Lionel? Yeah, Leonin.
Cool. Sure. What are the elephant people called? They're like
Loxodon, yeah, is like their race or something.
Right. So like they have that like it's this cool word like Loxodon, like and I saw it was in Planeswalkers as one I think Johnny might have one in his deck. And then it just says summon elephant cleric.
Yeah. So like
you guys,
and
they reduced it to the funerals. Most
like basic like what it was.
Right. So and similarly, like a Johnny, like some of the Leonin creatures are, we'll say summon cat or creature type cat.
And I feel like those are like the pejoratives, like the really racist things to say, like just summon a cat.
Well, sometimes like in the different planes, like different settings will have different like names for the races. So like sometimes instead of goblin, it's like, oh, this is a Mog or this is an Aki or this is... you know, some subset of that, but they want it to also be able to like work in the broader.
Right. And so there's one asshole is like, that's a goblin. what do you call yourselves? A Mog? No, you're a goblin. Come on.
Right. It's like,
all the same.
I'm
you don't like to work.
You want to see
you're small.
Taking our jobs.
It's like if someone tries to tell you they're Taiwanese and you're like, okay, you're Asian. I get
right,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
No, but Taiwan, like it's a very culture. Like I have a lot of history. Yeah, you're Asian. You're just Asian. Come on.
Are all the Portal Three Kingdoms, are they all summon Asian? Is that so they'll work with other decks?
Summon creature type Asian.
Have we unlocked a truth about magic that nobody wants to talk about?
the racism? Yeah, I think we have. And like all humans, they just lump them together. It's about time.
Yeah. I don't know. If I was
It's about time to have a Caucasian theme set. That's all I'm saying.
If I was that Loxodon and somebody said, oh, just summon that elephant, I think I would be right. upset.
Yeah. So like equate this to what if someone was talking about you, Nels.
It would be like summon mammal.
Ooh, ouch.
That pisses me off when somebody calls me a mammal.
Like when your wife is mad at you, she's like, mammal.
Mammal. Get over here, you dumb mammal.
That sounds more sexy than what you said. Get over here, you mammal, with your fur and your live birthing.
And your lactating teats.
Milk. Stupid milk drinker.
Yeah, uterus.
That's what reptiles would call mammals.
Where's your eggs, loser?
Milk drinkers.
Milk squirters.
Yeah, a milk squirter.
Summon milk squirter. Guys, what were we talking about?
A Johnny Goldman. Oh, yeah. and his greaser biker crew.
Hey, Johnny Goldman.
So the point we're trying to make here
Guys, watch out. Johnny Goldman's coming.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you guys have your switchblades?
I already hooked up with some girl this summer.
He's like a character in an Archie comic book.
Yeah,
Johnny Goldman from Riverdale.
Oh, Johnny Goldman's coming. Oh, he's like the rival from the other school.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's like, uh-oh, we're playing the big-time rivals of the football gang. Johnny Goldman's going to come and spin donuts like in front of the DQ.
You sound like you have a major bowel issue. Right.
Or it's really cold.
Guys, I'm going to be in the third stall knocking the door when Johnny's gone. Maria, why don't you tell us what's the name of our creative card this week?
Sneak Tingles.
All right. I like
Sneak Tingles.
I'm getting an image forming in my head. Have you ever seen the art on the card? Is it Sleight of Mind, where it's just like a brain?
Yeah. It's like a brain with a lightning bolt coming out of it.
Yeah, that's what Sneak Tingles makes me think of.
Like the tingles in your brain?
Yeah. Do you guys ever get brain tingles?
Only when people I whisper. To NPR. I think it's Sneak Tingles. It's instant.
Yeah.
Give target creature shroud. That's the sneak part of it. That's the sneakiest attribute. Shroud, right?
Is shroud, I feel like
hexproof would be. Like,
well, hexproof
or
is
unblockable.
And, I'd say unblockable.
Okay, unblockable.
Yeah.
Fuck shroud. Unblockable. when target, it's an enchantment, not an instant. This makes way more sense. Okay. Back up. Enchanted creature is unblockable. And when it damages the opponent, you get to tickle target opponent.
Perfect.
Do we want to figure out what the tickle mechanic does? What tickling does? I feel like it's something. Like it needs to be something that's really like mundane, like doesn't really hurt an opponent on its own. But then if you do it enough.
So to be clear, Ben is talking about tickle as a mechanic. Dan sounded like you were saying you literally get up and tickle.
Wanted to literally tickle, but we can talk about tickle as a mechanic. So tickle counters, because you love poison counters, right?
We have so many different kinds of counters in this set. Tickle we counters. Have clothing counters for shirtless Germans. We have the clap, which is an STD.
Counters. Oh, got STD it. Counters. I'm glad I missed that one.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so.
Nels, there's something I got to tell you.
Yeah, so target opponent gets one tickle counter. And then we got to talk about tickle mechanics, right? When opponent has, 10 tickles? It's a good number. They skip a turn and have to laugh the entire time that
they have to laugh while saying, stop it!
Yeah.
Stop it!
I like that they have to skip their turn. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot. 10 is a lot just to skip a turn.
Okay. 5.
5.
All right. So summarize.
Ben hates this. Summarize this card. Real, you know,
yeah, winner. The real winners. Summarize this card, Dan.
All right. It is a blue enchantment.
Uh-huh. How much is it?
1 raindrop and 2.
Which is different from blue mana. Like, you literally have to find a raindrop.
Target creature is unblockable.
Target creature is unblockable. And mm-hmm. when target creature damages opponent, opponent receives 1 tickle counter.
Yeah.
I love it.
And the tickle counter.
Beautiful.
If at any time any player has 5 tickle counters, they lose their turn and have to giggle while the other person takes their next turn.
And do they lose all the tickle counters then? Because they can get more after that.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. The next card I have is Milk Squirter, which goes well in our milkshake theme that we have going on for this set.
Milkshake theme?
Yeah.
I missed a lot of episodes.
Should we do a recap of what the milkshake decks were real quick or no?
Yeah, well, we have 3 milkshake cards, Oreo, regular vanilla, and Shamrock. And what happens, oh God, let me think about it now.
Well, so milkshakes are creatures. And if at any time you have 3 milkshakes in play, all opponents' boys have to go to the yard.
That's right. So any creature type that's male has to go to the graveyard.
Has to go to the graveyard.
Yeah. Okay.
But this can be countered by Sucktube, which is a card that sucks up all the milkshakes.
Artifact. Yeah. And you tap to drink up opponent's milkshake. Target milkshake.
How big are them? What are the powers of the milkshakes?
Vanilla is a 1/1. It's the most basic one. Shamrock Shake is 4/1.
What?
Yeah. Damn. Aggressive. Awful. And Oreo Blizzard is...
That wasn't even an option.
Whoa.
He was just Oreo.
Oh.
This not a sponsored by...
We're getting really offensive.
Yeah. Do you hate DQ?
You guys, DQ killed my father.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
So DQ's nice. Oreo Blizzard is the 3/3.
Okay, great. So
I think the Milk Squirter should be... well, what color is it? What color are the
obviously white.
They're all white. All right, so it'd be like a 1/1 drop.
Well, the Shamrock Shake is green.
Oh. Well, okay, so green
white. Black and white.
So it would be a white. Milk Squirter would be a creature. It's a 1 drop.
Yeah.
1/1.
Yeah.
Tap to have a milkshake in play do its power damage to opponent.
Ah, yeah.
So it's to the face.
Yeah, you squirt the milk in the face.
Yeah. Target milkshake deals. Its power...
To target opponent.
To target. What else would you do with milk?
Yep.
Hence the Milk Squirter.
That's good.
Wow.
Great.
There we go.
Great card, guys.
Print it.
We got some synergy here, guys.
Almost too much synergy.
The last card I want us to create is Grizzly Man. Which Nell's misheard.
That's true.
It has to be a 2/2 because it's going to be modified. It's going to be modified.
Because it's a bear.
After grizzly bears.
Yeah. It's a human. Grizzly Man is a human.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? So keep that in mind if you've got milkshakes out there.
It's a human 2/2.
Human 2/2.
If opponent ever has more than 1 bear out, you sacrifice Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
No, wait. If opponent has another 2/2, it gets shot by Grizzly Man. When Grizzly Man enters the battlefield, it is a 2/2 itself, but it's also a hunter.
So he's a 2/2 for 2.
Yes.
Creature type human. And when
human male.
When Grizzly Man... When Grizzly Man enters the battlefield, destroy target creature with 2 power, 2 toughness, and converted mana cost 2.
Yes, yes.
So I'm guessing none
it's
of
a
you
red card.
Have seen the movie Grizzly Man?
Yeah, he gets eaten by bears. Spoiler alert.
Damn it.
Spoiler alert, Grizzly Man.
It's the
Man.
Whole point of the movie.
It's a documentary where he lives with bears for a long time, and then the bears eat him.
It's a documentary?
Yeah.
They found the footage, basically.
Yeah, it's like a Blair Witch, but real. It's got bears.
He spent his life with grizzly bears, and then they finally ate him.
Well, in our version, he's victorious.
he lives on in magic.
So it should be during upkeep, you gain control of 1 bear.
If you ever have more than 1 bear, sacrifice
grizzly bear.
No, maybe, what if it's like you gain control... You gain control of target bear that you do not control. Yeah. If you cannot do this, Grizzly Man is destroyed.
Right. Sure.
How would you not be able to do that?
Right.
If your opponent, if your opponent ever doesn't have a grizzly bear, doesn't have a bear.
So if you're not playing against a bear deck, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but there'll be cards that you can use to give your opponent bears.
Remember, like, for the future.
Like,
target creature is a bear.
Bear infestation.
Ooh, what does this card do, Ben?
Zombie bear.
It's a curse. It's an enchantment you can put on a player, and during their upkeep, they have to put a bear token into play.
They have to.
They have to.
And then, of course, there's zombie bear.
Shut up, Dan. We've already created four cards.
If zombie bear damages another creature, that creature takes on type clap. Bear and zombie.
And there's also the enchantment Unbearable, where literally every card in play is a bear type card.
I was going to say it should be called Bear It All. Every card becomes bear a bear.
Even really instants and sorceries and the opponent. It's all bears.
Planeswalkers, bears, lands, bears.
That's a lot of work to get a 2/2 grizzly man.
Yeah, but it really is going to probably fuck you, because if all their lands turn into bears, that's a lot of 2/2s.
Yeah, grizzly man is just controlling everything every turn. Everything's that's true. A bear.
I'm going to love to play this game. Hold on. Bear It All. But it's spelled like Bear It All, and it's hyphenated.
So the person who made those the cards that sent that, you know, they made the art and sent it in that one time.
Yeah.
I desperately want to see what Bear It All looks like. So if you're
all right,
there,
we've had a few listeners design cards for us. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really cool. I really like that.
We're looking at you.
Looking forward to it, listeners. We appreciate what you do.
Is anybody still listening?
I don't know.
Probably not. Now it's time for our interview with a special celebrity. You guys, who have we got here today? None other than Planeswalker Nicol Bolas.
Wow.
Hello, yes, I am Nicol Bolas. I've been walking the plains for many years.
Welcome, thank you. I know it must be hard to fit into this basement.
Yes, you know? I am very large. But I do. I use magic, I fit through door.
Tell me, I have been wondering about that egg that you float between your horns. What's the deal?
Yes, I am looking for love. I hope this will be a child one day. I look for someone
to sit on egg.
And fertilize.
Sit in between your horns.
Sit between horns and make egg warm. It's so cold, and it needs to hatch.
So, Mr. Bolas, is it your assertion that it's a woman's role to sit between your horns?
Mm. Yes, Nicol Bolas says women must sit on horns.
Nicol, I've got to take exception to that. Being a woman myself, I feel like women can do whatever they want.
Yes, I have dueled many women planeswalkers. Put up good fight, but in end, I only want to find one to sit on horns.
Wait, so I have a question. Ben had mentioned this earlier. What is the difference between Nicol Bolas, the planeswalker, and Nicol Bolas, the Elder Dragon legend?
Well, in one way, I am in control, planeswalker. Another way, Nicol Bolas is summoning his creature, so he is not in control.
What does that mean?
Occasionally, Nicol Bolas... Nicol Bolas will summon Nicol Bolas.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, it's confusing for Nicol Bolas to know, am I me or am I dragon? But in the end, usually Nicol Bolas, legendary dragon, is either destroyed or I used to defeat Planeswalker.
How do you feel about this?
Nicol Bolas, is it true that Johnny Goldmane's dad can beat up your dad?
Jenny Goldman is not a cool guy. He gets all the women, and I am very jealous of his mane, so I will defeat him with a Mox Ruby.
Wait, how many Mox Rubies?
I have 5.
See? I knew it.
It's illegal.
I fucking knew it.
In mid-90s turn pro play.
Nicol, how do you feel about the state of the Russian government today?
Oh, very sad about Nicol Bolas, his homeland, Russia. used to be a superpower pre-fallen empires. but now he's weak and has no good match for egg sitting. And now I look in America and other planes. Ravnica has many ladies, but destroyed. And maybe I will look in Maze. It is big enough for dragon, so I will find maybe a minotaur female to sit on my egg horn.
Ah, yes.
Thanks, Nicol, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, that's our show. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next time, unless you didn't want to hear more of this, and then, in which case, goodbye forever.
We'll miss you. if you did like what you heard, you can join us on the internet at magictheamateuring.com, you guys. We've got some cool stuff up there.
Or find us online on MTGO.
That's right. Once again, our names. My name is Horny Unicorny. Ben is middle
horny
schooler.
Underscore unicorn.
Horny underscore
and you don't
unicorn.
Spell out underscore, right?
No. Ben, middle schooler. Dan is Sparkle Fury, spelled like a complete fuckwad.
Yes, totally weird.
Nels is Girlfist 66. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, send us a message. We'll chat it up.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter. We're almost at 100 followers, so I'm really excited.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, milestone. At MTAcast, that's our handle.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Type it in your box, and we'll pop up.
Put it in your box.
And leave us a review on iTunes. We love iTunes reviews. I will make a pun of your iTunes username.
It's become a tradition.
Yeah.
Much like Easter.
Today is Easter, everyone.
It is.
Unless you're listening from the future, in which case it was Easter and things are going great.
Which will be. If you were listening to the last episode the day it came out, then it's Easter.
Right. Right.
I feel like if you're playing on Magic or Magic on Easter, then everybody should be able to return one card from their graveyard.
So until then, farewell, listener. And remember, the heart of the cards is within each of you.
Sayonara.
Tap dem lands.